mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, it's Thursday, the third day of February 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. No guests today because I want to take time and take a lot of your calls. I always enjoy hearing from you, whatever issue or news item or topic you want to discuss, any comments or questions, it's all welcome. 1-800-259-9231. We don't screen your calls. We don't censor like the big establishment talk radio shows, like a lot of them do. We simply want to know where you're calling from and what your first name is. And you can tell us your first name is Mickey and your last name is Mouse if you'd like. No, we don't want your last name, just your first name so folks know who you are when you're talking on the air. And the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. The president, El Presidente, came out with his State of the Union, just on the heels of the police state coronation, I meant inauguration, and El Presidente has a plan for Social Security. And I want to know what you think of his plan, or find out if you're aware of what the plan is, and get your take on it. Also, he talked about some other things, like the faith-based initiative that Hillary Clinton 2 weeks ago said that she supported. She said that she supported it because, well, it's going to federalize the churches in America. And they admit, if you're a Christian church, you will have to hire a Satanist. Or vice versa. If you're a Satanist, you'll have to hire a Christian. Of course, it'll all be selectively enforced, and it will bring the religious organizations under government control, carrying out government activities, and their journey the total state-run institutions will be complete. And Bush says that it is bankrupt. Well, thank you for telling us something we already knew. Thanks for the government looting it, raiding it. It was always meant to be a supplement, but it could have been a moderate pension if the government hadn't raided every red cent as it came in. And don't worry, this so-called privatized system, they're going to be raiding that as well. And, of course, they've stolen any real value you ever had in it through inflation. You already have the monster of inflation. The problem is, the green-eyed monster, I would add, steals your money. But the average person doesn't even know that we have inflation because the news tells us it doesn't exist. You're a conspiracy theorist if you talk about it. And, again, I use the analogy, the example of a car 10, 15 years ago. A Mustang, brand new, cost $15,000. The thing's like $30,000-something today. A house that was $100,000 10, 15 years ago is $300,000-something on average. There's all kinds of inflation. Cup of coffee 10, 15 years ago was 25 cents, 35 cents. Dollar. Now, if you're at the gas station, you know, buying a cup, $1.50, one of those small ones, I'm sorry, talls, or doublespeak, at Starbucks. So, very, very serious. I want to go over some other areas of his speech. Any areas you'd like to discuss, 1-800-259-9231. Also, CIA faces pressure to divulge ties to ex-Nazis. We talked about this out of UPI on Monday. Now it's in Reuters, and more of the full extent is starting to come out. And also, we will get into New Republic writer calls for anti-Bush left-wingers to be killed. Now, Tony Blakely at the Washington Times says execute Cy Hirsch, but now I see more and more of them. They're speaking openly of what they like to do to anyone that disagrees with them. Kill them. Put them in forced labor camps. Kill. 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 It's freedom.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, welcome to the second segment, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this first hour. We'll be talking about the State of the Union, where Lord Bush, leader of the democracy, Viscount of the police state, got up there and told us about how he's going to take over the churches, the faith-based initiatives, how they're going to take over Social Security, and just many other things. And we have loaded phone lines. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. And if you just joined us for the first time, no, I'm not a Democrat, because I'm on air criticizing Lord Bush. I'm on the radio criticizing Bush because he's not a conservative, because he's a traitor to this country, because he's a puppet of the New World Order, because he's ballooning the size of government and systematically dismantling and crushing the Bill of Rights and Constitution. No matter how many times he says freedom, freedom, liberty, 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 fighting tyranny, fighting outposts of tyranny, no matter how many times he says that, the facts are still the facts. We'll also talk about the Feds raising interest rates again, and get into an interesting story about this New Jersey jet crash. All survive, at least 14 are injured, in a crash of a corporate jet bound for Chicago, fails to lift off, crashes into a warehouse, and there's the plane sticking out of the building. What an interesting picture. Of course, this plane didn't disappear, but the Pentagon plane did. It just disappeared, literally, with just a few pieces of wreckage. It's magic, magic aircraft there. But continuing with the news, last week, Tony Blakely, editor of the editorial page of the Washington Times, former minion of Chief Congressional Neocon and good CFR member and Trilateral Commission minion, Newt Gingrich, well, Tony Blakely, he came out and said, we read his article on air, he said, Cy Hirsch keeps writing these articles that are hurting the war effort. He keeps writing these stories for the New Yorker magazine. We need to have prosecutors seize him up and try him for treason, and the penalty is death. Execute him. He's engaged in the First Amendment. But in that case, you know, he could argue that it was spying somehow for writing these stories. And then on the heels of that, they had the big survey of 112,000 high school students, and 51% said the government should run the newspapers, that there should be no free speech or First Amendment. And 36% were even more vehement about there being no free speech. 51% said they wanted government pre-authorization and control of everything. So the Tony Blakeleys are starting to take over here. Well, now there's been a report by New Republic writer calling for anti-Bush left-wingers to be killed. And then he describes going to a meeting and hearing them chant, money for jobs and education, not for war and occupation. And he goes on to say, I wish Arnold Schwarzenegger, a Teutonic leader, would crush them. I wish we could machine gun them and kill them now. And he just froths like it was written during some type of mad berserk rage. It's just incredible. But none of this is by accident. When Michael Weiner, you know him as Savage, says anybody that disagrees with the government, put him in a forced labor camp. He said that in the 60s when he was a top beatnik, a top leader of the 60s. He's always done his job, okay, as any greaseball would. When any of these people do this, folks, this is to sell you on the idea. Meanwhile, all the FEMA and Homeland Security training is for gun owners and conservatives and homeschooling families and real Christians. That's what all the real training manuals and video we have of their training, that's what all of this is really for. Meanwhile, you hear it's for the Arabs and the liberals, and you go, oh, well, you know, they're traitors, let's get them. Well, here's the problem with that. You violate their rights, you're going to get your rights violated. And they really are trying to promote torture, they're really trying to promote secret arrest, they're really trying to promote all this, and this is all done by design. And so they're writing articles about, I wish Arnold would, you know, just seize them all. I wish he was my leader. I wish we could line them up and machine gun them. They're giving you an inside view into what they really want to do and why they want Arnold as their archetypal figurehead on the front of their ship, you know, on the front of their juggernaut, as their maxim, as their fulcrum, as their pennant, their flag. Their cry. They want that Germanic death cult vision stamped on all they do. That's why they want him so bad. And if you can't see it, you're blind. But he gets into how they just can't wait till Schwarzenegger crushes us. Can't wait till we're lined up and machine gunned. Oh, we can't wait to line you up and machine gun you. So every week, one week it's Ann Coulter, next week it's Michelle Malkin, next week it's Tony Blakely, every day it's Michael Weiner, Sean Hannity says every child needs a microchip, oh, it's so great, I'm going to buy stock in it, and we should arrest all militia members and put them in prison. Heard him say that many times, seen him on Fox say it, and the conservatives just go, yes, put them in camps, and Limbaugh gets up and says, oh, torturing people to death, you know, it's just blowing off steam. Just having a little fun. Are you starting to figure out how out of control this is? So I'll go with that article. Plus, Drivers may have to give fingerprints. This is out of the Associated Press. Oh, in Oregon, they're going to standardize under the new federal law, and you'll have to thumb scan when you get your driver's license. See, the last few states are putting it in. Here's another one. This is out of KUTV. Utah troopers learn to draw blood from suspects, and this already happened in Oregon and Nevada, Arizona, and parts of Texas, as well as Colorado. You get pulled over, and they have a little needle, and by flashlight, light in many cases, they jam the needle in and check your fluids there on the side of the road. Because we don't just do breathalyzers now. Now we take blood. Some Utah highway troopers are becoming medically certified to draw blood from motorists they suspect of driving while intoxicated. See? That's the new system. And, of course, it's only a step away from you're upset. And they'll just sit there and fire a little dart into you and make you fall to your knees giggling with pleasure. That's right. Now it's okay. Come with me to the FEMA center. There'll be more drugs there, and soon you'll feel better. And I'm not kidding. That's the federal plan. Blood tests are necessary because portable breath tests only detect alcohol, not drugs other than possible intoxicants, said Sergeant Lee Perry with the Weber County Office of the Highway Patrol. And if you do not give your blood immediately, they will forcibly take it. In fact, a man died last year in Arizona. They beat him to death when they pulled out a needle on the side of the road and said, "We're taking your blood." And he said, you're not sticking a needle in me." And they beat him to death. Well, maybe he should go to a work camp if he just survived. Why, resisting the police aids Al-Qaeda. Anything that doesn't go along with the state's goals aids Al-Qaeda. And if you aid Al-Qaeda, then you die. That's what I've been hearing from the talk show host. If you protest, it aids Al-Qaeda. You must die. Now it's not forced labor camp for life, it's die. You must die. So, just in a few years, I know it'll come to a town near you. You get pulled over, driving home from work. You know, I work a lot of nights really late. I'm driving home 1 o'clock in the morning. Cops are everywhere, and I've been blessed not to have been pulled over. But I can imagine the future getting pulled over, and they just pull out the needle, and I'm going to put this in your vein now, boy. Don't give me a problem. It's time for me to enter your body. It's time for us to start the real. Imagine a movie about World War II where Nazis were at bus stops with needles, or train stops, or stopping families on the road and going, "We've got to check and see if you've been drinking or using drugs." Imagine a science fiction movie where the cops pull you over and pull out needles. But see, now it's just, oh, it'll stop the evil drug people. Your bosses bring the drugs in, people use them, and then you start doing this with needles. So, and then another one, ZNet News. Supermarket, let your fingers do the paying. It's going to be everywhere soon, they say. Gates, Buffett, and China run from the dollar as they begin dumping the dollar wholesale. But don't worry, none of that matters. American Idol tops network coverage for State of Union. More people watched American Idol than they watched Lord Bush. But, I mean, I think American Idol's more real than Bush's speech, so maybe that actually makes sense in a way. Oh, the Georgian premier died of carbon monoxide poisoning at his home. Sure, we believe it. Foul play has been ruled out. Oh, okay, well, if they say so, then I guess so. Documents U.S. condoned Iraq oil smuggling. Well, as I said, of course Kofi Annan was stealing oil, and of course our government was. And both sides point their fingers at each other when they're both working for the same people. There is so much news. We're going to come back just directly and go to your calls, John, Jason, John, Mike, Evan, and everybody else. We're going to take a ton of your calls today. Going to give each caller about a minute or so. And, of course, the websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. And don't forget Infowars.net. Got a great webmaster over there doing a fabulous job as well. Infowars.net. A lot of different news on each site. Some of the same news, of course, on every side as well, but there's more webmasters, more websites, more information, more tools in the InfoWar. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Folks, coming up, lawmaker, Ukraine sold Iran and China nukes. Very interesting. Also, CIA faces pressure to divulge its ties to ex-Nazis. This out of Reuters today. That and a lot more is coming up right now. Let's plunge into your phone calls. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I just got through reading a book by James A. Wechsler. He's a former communist. And it was published in 1953, and he said that one of the slogans that the communists and socialists had in the 1930s was the new freedom, which I guess is the new freedom we're seeing today that President Bush is talking about.
Yeah, look, go listen to a show I did 5 years ago, and I joke and go, oh, our new freedom, it's a new freedom. Orwell talks about new freedom. That's why, I mean, I didn't invent the term new freedom, I just popularized it Little did I know, Bush had was setting up a commission called New Freedom. Look, Bush called himself a communitarian in his own literature. Stuff mailed to my home, because I'd given money to Republicans years ago, so I'm still on the mailing list. And I'm a communitarian. Well, you go to a new dictionary, it just says one who promotes communities. You go to one that's 10 years old or older, it says one who promotes communist forms of government. It's a big joke to them to just throw all this in our face.
No,
look, I had the father of supply-side economics and Reaganomics on 2 days ago, and he was saying that, yes, the Communist Fourth International founded the neocons, and he was saying, yes, they're creating a world government, and yes, it's all happening.
Another thing he said in there, that the communists that left the party went ahead to an embrace of extreme conservatism, neo-fascism, he called it.
That's and look, that's what Mr. Wininski talked about yesterday.
That's right, and that's what I think that's the people that Bush has got around him, the neoconservatives.
They're not. Look. Michael Savage was one of the most vicious, slimy beatniks of the 60s. He was a leader, okay? And then now, look what he's doing today. Put people in camps, do all this. He talks like a weatherman. But he adds a few little conservative things to it that make you think it's okay. They're very slick, sir.
Another
people
thing.
Are very sophisticated. How do you think that they were going to win and take over conservatives?
That's what he had to do. Another thing, Alex, I read in Reader's Digest, they say that Chicago is completely wired for surveillance. They said there's nowhere in that town you can go where they can't keep an eye on you.
Yeah, it's smart cameras there. It's the face scanning and the rest of it. So is Austin. So are most states. 30 states now have license plate scanning cameras. They put the system in, then they start taxing you with it. For folks that don't mind being watched, they're going to tax you with it, and I mean big time. Thanks for the call. The whole wave of the future in taxation is cashless. And it's all face scans, license plate scans, RFID scans, and satellite tracker box scans. So, enjoy yourselves. Jason in Arizona. Jason, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I didn't get a chance to watch the whole State of the Union, but what I did see last night, the beginning, he's talking about, claims about frivolous lawsuit claims, and he said something along the lines of frivolous asbestos claims, kind of like saying that... you know, the charges that people make about it being poisonous and what it does is just false. And I couldn't believe he said that.
Well, they admit that the towers were built out of asbestos, that it was the main insulation. It's admitted that asbestos is deadly. And, all over the country they built these buildings with it. And, you know, there are people who go and complain when they've worked in a building for a month and the asbestos is sealed up and it's negligible. It's still not good for you. But there is a problem. Look. No, I was talking to my grandmother. When she was growing up, they didn't know what allergies were. Okay, I know people who are 75 years old who never had allergies who've gotten them in the last 5 years. I never had allergies living in the country outside Dallas. I moved to Austin. You know, they claim it's all the pollen. No, it's other stuff. It all compounds together. There is so much particulate in the air.
Right.
And look, they admit those buildings were built out of it. They had... the new scientists did CAT scans of the firefighters' lungs. They're full of asbestos. They're dead and dying. 14 of the dogs have died. Search dogs almost. It's insane. Go ahead.
And I was going to ask you, I didn't get a chance to listen to the rest of it, and I had a question about the Social Security. Now, I talked to a friend who has a site similar to yours, just publishing the truth out there, and she said there's nothing wrong with Social Security, that Bush is actually lying about it. What's your take on that?
I've interviewed a lot of economists and a lot of congressmen and women, and there is something wrong with Social Security, but it's like the government cut our hand off, and they go, oh, there's a problem. Here, let's cut your legs off now. Social Security is fixable. But they're not going to fix it. They're going to bust it open.
Yeah, it's not going to be there for me when I get that age.
There's going to be absolutely nothing for you. Well, let me try to break this down after the break. Really good questions, Jason.
Okay.
We'll come back and I'll talk about Social Security. Then we'll get to John and Mike and Evan and others. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of your calls, more news. Chris and Planet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Opinion of Social Security, and then we'll go to all your calls. Number one, the government has no business paying out a pension to the general public. Now, if you've worked for the government for your life or you've been disabled in combat, I believe that you should be paid a pension. And the government can set up its own pension funds and do that. Congress has its own pension fund. The president has his own pension fund. They've done that separately for themselves. And then you can take part of your paycheck and pay into that, and that can be part of the benefits. They can supplement it, and then they can invest it. And there, of course, should be the same rules on governing that pension fund that we've had on private pension funds. Now that we're, you know, into this Social Security system, you should know that they set it up from the very beginning as a way to get people to buy into government control. It's about institutionalizing the population, getting you on the reservation or the plantation. And after a generation, the Native Americans that lived on these reservations, you know, got very dependent, went from being very upright, independent people to be very dependent, and they would go to the Indian Affairs office and get their goods, and they were cheated and manipulated and controlled, and most of the money that was supposed to go to them was stolen. And so it would have just been better for them to go somewhere privately and, you know, go into business or, you know, squat out in the bush wherever and try to eke out a living there than live on the reservation. It's the same thing with black people in this country. They had their own thriving, vibrant businesses, very upright, very low level of illegitimacy in births. And the government comes by with the Great Society and the rest of it, and, oh, we're going to give you some help. You can't have a man in the house if you want this money, knowing that would break up the society. It's the same thing they had, you know, 200 years ago with slaves. The men were kept in one area and weren't allowed to be educated, and the women were kept in another area and brought into the house. And it's the same thing today with the media and the culture. They always show the black woman in charge and the black man following her orders. Well, it's the same thing for every other color of people now. That's what modern feminism is, teaching us, the men, how to live out in the barn, and the women, they get to come into the house of government control. Hitler said it best, and the globalists have followed his cue. First you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. That's right, old Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein Führer. First you get the women, then you got the children. Then follow the men. And so it's all about dependency. Folks, I have handbooks written by the Romans 2,000 years ago, republished by sugarcane plantation owners in 1820. How to control your slaves. And you take it and you look at a welfare state today and these government wards and the way they operate, it's, you just need to read that book for yourself. I've read large excerpts of it on air before. This is very, very serious, people, and they know what they're doing. So I've told the story of how you domesticate wild hogs or how you capture them. You know, over the last couple hundred years, thousands of pigs have gotten loose, and after a few generations out in the woods, they grow tusked to root up the things they eat, the grubs and roots and things that they eat, the tumors that they eat. And they grow long hair, and they run around, and they bust into your fields and can just decimate a field overnight. And they're horrible creatures. Now, they're out of control in many areas of the country, and there's no season on them. You can shoot them anytime you want. But, again, you go up and sit in a deer stand and wait for a bunch of pigs to come by. You hope they come by, and 20 of them run out, and even if you've got a good rifle, semi-automatic, you can only shoot 5 or 6 of them by the time they get back in the woods. I've done it personally. Well, again, because they destroy fields, then we all load them up on the back of a flatbed dually and take them, you know, to the local poor folks who like to butcher them and eat them. I personally really wouldn't touch them generally because they're covered with ticks and everything else you can imagine, but people like them. Yeah, okay, there you go. See, I can't tell a story simply. I start imaging this stuff in my mind and start trying to tell you, you know, the whole story. But the point is, what a lot of people do is you build a little pen, a pretty good-sized pen with those little interlocking fence sections, and you put an electronic door on it, an automatic door with a timer. But before you do that, you put a timed corn feeder out front. And for it might take a month of you running that thing on a timer. The pigs start showing up. The wild hogs start showing up every morning. They'll be waiting. They're smarter than dogs. They'll be waiting to eat the corn. And then you slowly move it back. Then you move it into the pen. And then the pigs, first the little piglets and some of the younger sows. First you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. The sows go in there first, and the piglets follow them. And they start eating. And then after a few days, the boars, the older hogs, they start going in. And as soon as they go in, everybody goes in. And then you just do it where 5 minutes after the feeder goes off, the gate swings shut. It's got a timer on it. And, man, when you show up, and you got to be there right after it closes because they'll freak out and start digging under. And you got to show up and either run them into a big trailer, but they're vicious. I mean, they'll kill dogs. They'll attack you. Usually you just walk up and machine gun them, basically, and then, take them off to folks to be butchered. But, by machine gun, you need, one person with a semi-automatic rifle. You don't want two people with semi-automatic rifles. And so this is what, because that could be dangerous. And that's how you hunt hogs, too, on horseback with dogs, is one person's got a gun. You can't have 10 people on horses with all of them with guns. It's dangerous. I've done that before. It's a lot of fun. It's a real way to hunt. I've been on hunts where this has happened, never done it myself, but you ride up on the hogs, the dogs have got them, usually pit bulls, and you jump off the horse and run up with a big old carbide spear and stab the hog. I mean, if you really want to hunt, that's the way to do it. All right, now you see I got loaded phone lines here. And I'm trying to talk about Social Security, but now I'm off in hog hunting. So let me just stop right there for now. The point is, this is what Social Security was. They trained you to get in the pen. They trained you to give them your own money and let the government, oh, trust me, I'll, you know, take care of you. And then now they've shut the pen door, and they know you're squealing and freaking out, and so they tell you, hey, that's all right. We're going to privatize it. We're going to take part of your money, part of it, and put it in private corporations. Well, the problem is they've changed the rules where they can take that from you, or inflation can steal that from you. Or with the pension funds, they're saying now that you don't own those. Any corporation can take your pension fund with no liability. They changed that rule 2 years ago. And so they've set all this up. Whereas, you know, the best thing to do is to simply tell the American people that Social Security for people, you know, over the age of 40 no longer exists. You're not going to get the money. I mean, this is being honest, by the way. Pull out of the scam now. We're going to pay the people off who've already signed on to this, and then it's up to you to take your money and invest it and do with it what you're going to do. You go, well, a lot of folks aren't going to do that. Well, you're not going to get it anyways. I mean, they're not going to, folks, 20, 30 years from now, you're not getting anything. So the best thing you can do is just invest it yourself. And you know what? If you don't invest it and you have a problem when you get older, you know, then that's for the local social welfare net, which you're supposed to have a social welfare net. It's just not supposed to be federal. And we're so addicted to this corn that they give us that we just can't see the forest for the trees. And, again, I'm not a socialist, so I don't believe in all this. But Bush has doubled the growth rate, actually more than doubled the growth rate of Department of Education, of the Justice Department, 80-plus percent increase in abortion funding. I mean, everything is increasing. And they looted Social Security a long time ago. Social Security has been bankrupt for a long time. All there are receipts in the trust fund. The money doesn't go in bank accounts. The dollar is plunging. Our industrial base is gone. And no amount of Schwarzenegger or Bush going, don't be economic gully men. Our economy is doing just great. Look, they said 20 years ago we would fail. And look how good we're doing. Yes, record corporate and private and public debt and just society and family breaking down and giant prisons everywhere. Look, I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm tired of them, continuing with the pig analogy, with putting perfume on a pig. And the globalism is destroying this country. It's destroying this country. And by the time you figure that out, there's going to be a total police state in place, and you're going to be swiping your card to buy and sell, and there's not going to be much you can do because the neocons are all over TV and radio saying, kill anyone that disagrees with the government. They're now saying kill, not just imprison, but kill. If you disagree with the government, we want to line you up and machine gun you. They're openly, see, they'd like to do this. They'd like to, folks, this is what they do. Okay, this isn't a joke. Okay, they see you as animals. They see you as cattle. They see us like I see those wild hogs, okay? I mean, they literally, just coldly, this is what they do. They breed us. They control us. This is who they are. This is what the, let's just rifle through your calls as quickly as possible. John in New York, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to make 3 points about the economist guest that you had on the other day.
Mr. Wininski.
Yes, but first I'd like to ask you a question. A friend of mine told me that the speech that Bush 1 gave, where he formally introduced the New World Order, and you have recording of
it. It was on September 11th, 1990. In my film, Road to Tyranny, I say 91. That's a typo, one of four that's in the film. And that is going to be fixed in the new edition of Road to Tyranny that I'm releasing after martial law comes out, but it was September 11th, 1990, when he first introduced the New World Order, and the World Trade Center construction started on September 11th, and so did the Pentagon.
It's amazing. There, you know, we talk about numerology for this crowd, and it's amazing that, you know, how strongly they're into it. But I just wanted to bring that up. The 3 points about the economist you had on. First of all, He gave himself away when he talked about macroeconomics. That means nothing but the bottom line. He was the one telling Eastman Kodak to bulldoze their buildings and build in new factories in China, which is what they did.
Yeah, I don't agree with Mr. Wininsky's economic program. I mean, I agree with it. Let me just say this. The point is that Karl Rove calls him for advice.
I wasn't inferring that you were.
No. But I mean, I'm just explaining why I had him on.
Okay.
I had him on because he was openly saying it's world government. It is a conspiracy. It is a new world order.
My second point is that he said he agreed with Bush's policies, which means he's a complete and open free trader, and he would support the new freed area of the Americas.
Well, to be clear, he said he supports Bush more than he supported Kerry, even though he voted for Kerry because he was against the war, which he admitted was dumb because Kerry was for the war. You know, he's a guy trying to grow a conscience. He mentioned the Economic Hitman Confessions book. So he's trying to go public about the New World Order, and, I mean, I think he's being genuine overall.
Well, okay, the last point I want to make is that he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
I know that.
And for anybody who is interested, if you call the CFR in New York City, they publish an annual every single year that has a complete membership list, and if you call their number and ask for an annual, they will send you one for free.
Yeah, I know. Here locally, Bob Dacey orders that every year from them. And Limbaugh says the group doesn't exist. So.
Yeah, right.
Now, I've heard him. It doesn't exist. And if you talk about it, you're secretly a Klan member.
Well, whenever I hear somebody like on C-SPAN or something and they say something that makes me very suspicious as to what their real agenda is, I just go to my current book and look in the membership list and, yep, they're a member.
No, I know. I appreciate the call. A couple years ago, I had a CFR member on who openly talked about government involvement in 9/11 and bin Laden being protected and all that. And he got on air and talked about it all and admitted it. I mean, CFR is a broader base. It's 2,300 people, and most of them are very, very bad. But some of them have been going public. And you could say, well, is that part of a dialectic? And it may be, a synthesis. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Maryland. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on your own program this morning.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, thank you. I want to talk about the Social Security, but maybe after first of all, but if you ask me, Bush's Social Security scheme is a pig in a poke. I'll set for a segue. Okay. All right. But no, listen, I mean, talk about Tony Blakely and the person from the New Republic talking about executing people that disagree with the president. Is this mindless rhetoric, or is this their wildest fantasy come true? I mean, are these people serious that they would really be a part of executing people that disagree with the president?
They're not joking. They're coming out of the woodwork, frothing, saying kill, kill, kill. I've got Washington Times editorials. I've got New Republic editorials. They're posted on Infowars.com. Don't believe me. They're saying it.
Yeah, I believe you. And one thing I know about your show, no matter how outrageous the stuff is that you talk about, I mean, it's true.
But I don't want you to believe me. I want you to go read it for yourself.
Sure. But, well, I mean, the whole Social Security thing is, I mean, I don't trust either party. It's like, who do you want to be devoured by, wolves or jackals? And it's like, the only reason, now, I'm not a, I got 3.5 years of college. I'm a working class bloke. I don't have the, all the information readily at my fingertips of what's behind the scenes with Social Security. But to me, it just seems like the Democrats want to use Social Security as their own little petty cash treasure trove where they can dispense money.
Well, the Republicans do too.
And the Republicans as well. Maybe the Democrats more so. I'm not sure. But then in Bush, he wants to enrich his Wall Street buddies and in the meantime create this huge bureaucracy. The question is, do you think he's going to pull this off?
Yes, I think he's going to pull it off. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Let's talk to Evan in Connecticut. Go ahead, Evan.
Yeah, I'd like to explain about how Social Security works. I mean, a lot of these people have been saying, the money's going to be there. Well, what happens is, the people pay the Social Security taxes. It goes into the Social Security Trust Fund. And then the rest of the government comes along and says, hey, can I borrow that money? And then they lend the money out, and the government leaves a little IOU.
Now, the Democrats, I mean, all there are receipts in there.
Yeah, the Democrats say, well, look, there's all these IOUs. We got plenty of money to fund it, you know? But in reality, that's not. So the money will be there, but what happens when they're paying more in is they're going to have to either collect more taxes from us through income tax or other taxes, or they're going to have to print more money, which causes inflation, which makes the benefits worse.
What they do is they get you tied into a Ponzi scheme where you don't want to pull out.
Yep. And then what happens when they privatize it is they're going to take all this money and they're going to say, well, you can put this in either stocks or bonds. You know, you can give us the money either way, and we're not going to give you anything after a while because inflation is going to take all of it anyway.
Well, I couldn't say any better. Anything else?
I did want to talk about...
Well, stay there. I'll give you some more time. Don't want to shortchange you up there in Connecticut. We'll come back and take more calls. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Finish up what you were going to say, sir.
Well, I wanted to say the way that they take over the pension fund is, and you've seen this with American Airlines already happened, when a company goes bankrupt, the government has an agency that takes the pension funds into receivership, and they pay out the benefits to the beneficiaries and stuff. That agency is paid for by your tax dollars. So, you know, all these companies just go bankrupt or whatever, and then we have all these pensioners.
And by the way, what these companies do is years before they purposefully implode themselves, they take the real assets and put it into other dummy corporations and keep the scam going. Then the government takes it into receivership and starts paying out the pension funds, And then again, the Ponzi scheme, the bubble gets bigger and bigger, and it's nearing a popping point.
Yep, and then to pay all these, all this money, they have to print more money, which causes inflation. Net, what happens is you get the money, but it's not worth anything. You can't buy a bag of groceries for what you get in a month.
Well, that's right. People keep saying the dollar's been devalued by 29%. Well, that's not the case, because the euro was trading at 89 cents to the dollar 3 years ago, and so it's gone to, you know, 129 or whatever. So you've got to add that other 11% onto there as well. But we had a huge devaluing of the currency, and it's a way to rob the people. And they've got the nerve to tell us there's no inflation.
Yep. Well, they say 3.5% is low inflation. Whereas if you think about it, that means your income has to double every 20 years just to keep up with the rate of inflation.
Well, yeah. I mean, 3%, 3.3, the average of the last few years, compounded is big. But, again, that's an index they use only on a few indicators. You look at real inflation. I mean, look at fuel prices up 89 cents in the last year and a half. You look at just everything's gone up in price.
Well, what happens is they manipulate the numbers for inflation via two very interesting things, and your listeners can look this up. One is called hedonic pricing, and the other one is called geometric pricing.
Exactly.
And basically, hedonic pricing is saying, you know, a computer that's made now is 20 times more powerful than a computer, you know, 5 years ago, so the computer is actually worth 20 times more. So you sell a computer for $1,000, and they count it for inflation as you're selling a $20,000 computer. And then geometric pricing is, they say, if the price of something goes up, you're going to buy less. So say the price of eggs doubles. They're going to say, well, you know, they're only going to buy half as many eggs, so there's no inflation.
Well, I mean, here's a transparent scam that's easy to understand. They say that unemployment's down. Well, the feds don't count people who go off the unemployment rolls and just don't have jobs. It's just not counted.
Or
they count, they've caught them counting somebody who has 2-3 jobs. They count each job. You know, let's say that there are, 300 million jobs out there. Well, that's because a lot of people are working 2-3 jobs. So they count that as multiple individuals having jobs when it's really one person having multiple jobs. Thanks for the call. I mean, there's a bunch of different scams they run, and they're so transparent. I mean, a five-year-old could figure this out, but yuppies can't seem to understand it. They'll just have to find out for themselves. Before we end this hour and come back and take more calls and cover a bunch of other news in the second and third hour that's straight ahead, just real fast here at the end of this hour, PrisonPlanet.tv, for those that are online, so much has been added. Hundreds of special reports, all my films, dozens of other films, multiple e-books, my book, Paul Watson's book, all the best audio interviews. 15 cents a day. There's monthly and yearly subscriptions at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's so easy. Go sign up today at PrisonPlanet.tv. A whole world of vital information, a university of information, and then, of course, the toll-free number to order hard copies of any of my videos or books or other books or tapes we carry, 1-888-253-3139, or order hard copies of any of the films or books via Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com on the safe, secure online shopping cart. So many titles, so much riveting, powerful, vital information. Go to the websites and check it out. We'll be back with the second hour in just 70 seconds. This is Real Talk Radio, real issues of real significance. Hello.